Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
week. Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and listen to
your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hi. Let's
Georgia.
Go. Hey, Allie.
Georgia.
Allie.
Hey,
slumber party with Allie and Georgia.
Hey, that's what this is. Yep, you're Georgia.
You're Allie.
What did you learn this week?
I learned that, and this may not be true, but I like it, that the reason shortbread cookies are called shortbread is because the dough is just short of becoming bread.
What?
Yeah. Fucking cool, right?
No.
How did you find that out? Some show on Food Network.
Was it a shortbread? What it is and what it's not?
Shortbread. What is it? What is it not? How do we find out? Let's find out.
It's called that. Shortbread.
I do too.
You know what it is? It's butter and like a teaspoon of flour.
It's so much butter. What did you learn?
Oh, God. I cannot remember if I told you this last week. Honestly.
Okay.
Okay. You know when something hurts and you rub it?
Yeah.
Did I tell you this?
No.
God, thank God. When something hurts and you're like, ow, and then you rub it, the reason why that feels better, and they've done studies to be like, does this feel better, or are we just all...
It's so weird that we know to do that, yeah.
Yeah, are we all dipshits? It feels better because when you are in pain and then you put more sensation on the area, your brain's like, wait, what's this? And then it distracts from the pain because your brain can only process so much stuff at once. So it's like, oh, I'm getting touched. Ow. Oh, I'm getting touched.
Oh, my God. Our brains are so dumb. I was thinking that maybe it like breaks up the cells of the blood cells and shit.
It's great. It doesn't break up. Like, there's a blood cell party and it's like, everyone out of here.
Like, get the fuck out.
I'm rubbing this right now. Nothing to see here. But I learned that. And the next day I was at the zoo and a kid like fell and like bonked his entire face on something. No, and I heard, what did you say?
I said dumbass.
Yeah, no, he was a dumbass. I went up to him and I said, hey, little dumbass. Mm-hmm. How are you going to survive the rest of your life when you have to pay bills and drive?
Yeah.
No, he bonked his face. He did a little weeping. And I heard his dad say, rub it. It'll feel better. And I wanted to be like, excuse me. I just learned.
That's queen. I'm sorry I called that guy a dumbass. I'm sure he doesn't deserve it.
The thing is, he's what, six? In 12 years, he probably will be a dumbass.
Yeah.
Because we're all dumbasses.
Right.
But it's okay.
Let's introduce our not dumbass. I'm like, how do I get around calling her a dumbass?
It's a perfect segue.
Yeah. So speaking of not dumbasses.
Everybody's dumbasses. Speaking of dumbasses.
Our fucking hilarious friend. She's a comedian and a writer. And she has a show on CISO called Take My Wife that we're obsessed with. Yes. Rhea Butcher.
Yay. Thanks for having me, you gals.
You gals.
We wanted to have you on the podcast for so long.
I know.
I've wanted to be on it for so long. I'm so glad it finally worked out.
Me too.
Big fans.
Big fans.
Thanks for.
Big
I mean, fans. Likewise, gals.
Oh,
likewise.
Thank you.
Huge big fans.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
There's the spirit, Allie.
Are you sure?
Why?
Give me all the reasons.
What did you learn this week, Rhea?
Let's see. I learned that our show, Take My Wife, is getting a second season.
Hold on. Break for applause.
Woo!
I found out yesterday and I'm so excited
for
you guys.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. I also found out that Tegan and Sarah Quinn, twin sisters, and musicians are very, very nice people.
Yeah, you guys had it. So you had a like a promo.
Mm-hmm. We made a little holiday special.
It's so fucking cute with them on it. You can find it online.
Thank you.
It's
on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. What would they look for?
Take My Wife holiday special. Tegan and Sarah. You can put all those things in.
Very confusing.
Search words. I'm sure you'll find it.
Unless you're a dumbass.
I just learned. The other thing I learned this week is that they have a last name, and it's Quinn.
Yeah, it's Quinn.
I learned that about 4 seconds ago.
They've got last names, right?
Are they What's-Her-Face's daughter from MTV, the old VJ?
Martha Quinn?
Yes. I heard a rumor.
Unfortunately, no, they're not.
Fuck!
Damn it.
I heard a rumor
they
about that.
They are nieces of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, however.
Follow-up question.
Descendants of...
Lucky girls. Lucky ladies.
Yeah.
How, now that you know you're renewed, do you feel like a weight off your shoulders? Like
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't have any, like, I don't have anything on the books.
Yeah. Like, you're waiting for this thing to happen.
Yeah, you're waiting. You can't, like, take stuff and then be like, okay, I got to cancel all of this now. So
oh my God.
I kind of left it open in hopes of that. So
that seems so stressful.
Yeah. Slightly stressful.
Yeah.
Because you have to book... tour dates like 8 months out.
Oh, really?
So I'd have a pretty clear schedule even if I started booking some now.
That would be a nice little vacay. But no, instead you get another fucking TV show. I'm like, that sounds great, having a nice vacay. No, wait a second. I'd rather have a TV show.
Yeah. I'd rather just keep working.
Yeah.
When do you start writing it?
Sometime in January, or like the dates are kind of still moving around.
But soon.
They do. But soon, yeah. We'll start. Like last year, for this season that we put out, we got married on the 12th of December. And then our writer's room started the like 6th of January.
Oh my God.
Are you and Cameron going a little stir crazy? Like,
oh,
were
yeah,
you guys, 100%. Did you guys have like a lot, like a long period of time of both of you being like, I hope this, we don't know if, and like just sitting there at home?
Yeah, because we actually had to cancel some tour dates for multiple reasons, and apologies to anybody that had those tour dates, the tickets or whatever. And we like had to do that because we hadn't stopped in so long, because we've basically been touring for like 4 years.
Jesus.
Gosh.
She was without me for a year. I had my day job, well, for 2 years. And then when I quit my job, then I've been touring with her for 2 years.
Oh my God.
What was
that like? Essentially.
Number one, how many frequent flyer miles do you have?
Oh my God.
How many airlines?
I had a lot, and I used, what did we, oh, we got tickets to game one and game two of the World Series last minute.
Right.
So we used our miles for that. I had like, I don't know what's a lot, but I had like 80,000.
You got, okay, well, you got tickets for that, and so you used the miles.
Yes.
Because I was like, you bought tickets for that with miles? No.
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 That's
no, just the flight. And what's crazy is, so the like face price of the ticket was like $350 per ticket.
Wow.
It was in Cleveland, so I doubt that it would have been like, because the Cubs numbers were insane because it's Wrigley Field and the 108 years, like all that stuff is like, it's the first World Series played in Wrigley Field and, you know, since the 40s. So it's like those tickets were going for 10 times the the face price. These were probably $1,000 tickets, like in Cleveland.
Oh my God.
You know? So, but we thankfully they were a gift to us, and then we got the last, like honestly, the last room at the Comfort Inn in downtown Cleveland, and it was like $2,000.
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
And but like, we, it's not like we were flush with money or anything, because I'm saying like all these crazy amounts of money, but like.
Once in a lifetime.
It was a once in a lifetime thing,
because
when we were getting offered, they were like, "Can you make Monday or Tuesday?" And I was like, what time can our flight get in? And Cameron was like, it'll get us in at 5 on Monday. I was like, we should just say both. Like,
yeah.
Because they said or both. And I was like, we should say both. It's Cleveland. There's not a lot of traffic. And we like flew in at 5, like dropped off our stuff, went to the thing. It was crazy.
Fuck,
and the first game was really amazing for, I'm like, I'm from Akron, Ohio. So I'm like a big fan of Ohio sports. And have a very like conflicted relationship with a baseball team because they need to change their name and logo. But that night was like a really amazing moment in Cleveland sports history, because like that one night, Cleveland was the center of the sports universe, because the World Series was starting and the Cavaliers were getting their championship rings. Like you can see the basketball arena from the baseball field.
Wow.
And from my seats in particular, it's through left field. So you could like see that, and people were standing out on that balcony watching the World Series.
How did they have enough beer in the city?
I knew you were gonna have a question.
They make
that was
so
just...
much beer in Cleveland.
Like, but imagine the amount of hot wings and beer you had that night.
I know.
Oh my God!
So many chicken wings.
Endless baskets of hot wings.
Bottomless
buckets of beer.
And there's a specific beer in Cleveland that is like the most famous thing. Great Lakes Christmas Ale.
Oh my God, I don't know that one.
I don't know if you can get it anywhere out here. It would be very
probably
difficult.
Like one of those specialty beer shops.
Yeah, you would have to like maybe have some time ahead of it, but it like people lose their minds for it in Cleveland.
What's
I don't drink anymore. And that is like the one thing that I would be like, I really miss that. I really miss it a lot. Because it has like honey in it. It has like all these.
Can you get it like in
beer.
June or is
no
it, okay no
it's like a short run
situation.
Thing. Yeah, it's seasonal, and it has this photo on the front of like an old-timey like railroad cart kind of a thing, like pulley cart old-timey with just like green and red ornaments in it, and the photo, and then like the slate backdrop that you would have at like Olin Mills.
Oh.
So like the label is nostalgic without even trying to be, and that picture of that beer is like such a fundamental part of Christmas to me.
I feel like if anyone's drinking this, they should tweet at us and just let us know you're drinking it.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Like on that level, like what are the things I love, like the Christmas traditions that you have in your family that mm-hmm. then you told other people thinking that everyone had them and they didn't.
Oh,
like Vince
God.
Is like, well, why aren't there olives from a can out on the table?
Yeah.
Like, what do you put black olives from a kid? Like, that's what they had for Christmas.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you put those on your fingers.
You had those too?
Yeah,
at
you
Christmas?
Put them on your fucking fingers.
Oh, I know you put them on your fingers, but I didn't know you did it at fucking Christmas.
Yeah, because they cost a dollar, and yeah. they're everyone's favorite thing
like,
on the table.
Like, fill up on olives, motherfucker.
Yeah.
What are yours?
Dump that can.
Dump it, drain it.
Welcome to the house.
Did you ever drink the juice? I would take a sip of the juice.
Yeah, it tasted like liquid metal. It was delicious. What about you? Yeah.
I don't have any... Honestly, like the only Christmas tradition that we really had that I remember is just watching A Christmas Story.
Aww.
Constantly.
I didn't
on
know that
the
was
TBS
real,
loop.
That people really did that. That's
oh,
so
yeah.
cute.
We would do it so many times and just over and over and over again. And like then my grandmother would be like, turn it off! And we'd turn it off and then we'd turn it on later and like
the
come back
spot.
In at a different point. Yeah.
Are you guys going home for Christmas?
We're not.
You like that?
I do.
What are you guys going to like? What's your little tradition?
But, well, we don't really have one yet and we're working on it. Because my wife's entire family is coming.
Whoa. Oh, where are they going?
So it's sort of an inverse.
Okay,
sort of
that's easier.
Did you just buy like a 12 pack of Arrow beds? How are you going to handle
look
this?
Look, you just gave me when I said that.
No, we're working it out. It's going to be great.
I have a what you learned question follow up. Both of you guys
oh, yeah.
have been married. Georgia got married in March.
Mm-hmm.
You got married in December. Mm-hmm. You're both newlyweds,
Yay.
Married a year. What have you learned this year about Mirage?
Mm.
About companionship.
Yeah. Do you like being married? Like, did you?
I do like being married because the thing that a lot of people say about it is that like it makes fighting better because you're not
yeah.
just like leaving.
Totally.
Because you like you made a commitment on many different levels that like
yeah.
this is what you're doing, so you can't. And then also when you're fighting, you don't feel like the other person is going
to
leave.
It's constructive fighting instead
yeah.
of like anger fighting.
Yes. And you have to like you have to figure it out.
Totally.
Even if that figuring out is, we have to figure this out.
Yeah.
And we can't do it right now.
We need to go to therapy. Okay, let's
yeah,
go to therapy.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the amount of times we've said that and then didn't go. But still,
yeah.
I've noticed, I didn't think it would feel different to be married,
mm-hmm.
but it fucking feels different to be married in
yes.
a way that makes me think of people who aren't married, who have been couples forever that say, we're basically married.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, you're not. You don't, it's like a really different thing.
Absolutely.
You know, it's different. And I didn't think it would be.
Yeah. I mean, I think it really is that like standing in front of a bunch of people, then everybody knows you're married. So you can't just be like,
yeah,
meh. Like there's, I don't know.
Everyone knows you're
everybody
married.
Requires different things of you.
And you have to introduce this person as your wife in
yeah.
your case. Like, and that's a fucking, that's being like, that's a claim. Like,
yeah,
this is my wife.
Yeah.
Do the stakes feel higher or lower? You know what I mean? Like, almost
yeah.
lower stakes because, like, no one can bail, or higher stakes because, like, oh, shit, this is forever.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's higher stakes because I don't know what it is yet. You know, like, because since they can't bail, well, what is it? What is the thing that I'm scared about?
Yeah.
Because you made the commitment and it's only been a year
mm-hmm.
of, like, and I mean, we worked... We made a show about our relationship.
Yeah. You guys doubled
right after
down.
We did.
Yeah.
So in some ways, there's a little bit of like a delayed experience because we were like reliving that time
that
of
was,
our life.
That's so cute that you got to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't.
I love that.
It was essentially like a baby.
Yeah. Seriously.
Like we got married and then we had because really like our stand up when we do stand up together, and I guess just generally like our whatever, I don't want to use the word brand because that's gross, but like whatever our
no.
you know, you guys have a project together,
yeah,
whatever you call that, consistent, continual, not just the podcast but the whole thing that you're doing together,
it's a brand.
It's yeah, but I mean,
know,
that's the only word I can think of, but it's something more than that.
Personality?
Of like
no.
thought thing, I don't know.
partnership.
Yeah, just partnership, but that's the only way we could actually like have a child that's
yeah.
the two of us.
Aww. That you make it
yeah, because people know about it, like even if we stop doing anything tomorrow, like it has affected people to some extent
out there
yeah.
in the world,
in the way that like a child, you know, like you affect that child and you raise that child and it's part of you and it's a reflection of you, and then it continues you in the world in
yeah.
whatever capacity, like even the smallest amount,
and it's
just
always
the existence
there
of it.
In your next relationship, you have to be like, well,
this is
I have
my,
this thing.
This is my damn kid.
Yeah, I will always have to. Oh, it is, isn't it? Like,
well, in your next and your second one.
Yeah.
But that is, it is like a, you know, it is a melding of both of your minds
mm-hmm.
and to
yeah.
create,
yeah.
you know. You know what's weird? Not to segue too quickly, but...
No, let's do it.
You guys both lived in the same apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Was it haunted?
We talked about this on the podcast.
I mean,
about
it was definitely weird.
You guys lived... Georgia and her former fiance...
Person?
Lived boyfriend. In an apartment. And yeah. Then they moved out. And the next people that moved in were you and Cameron.
And we didn't know you guys. It wasn't like, we're moving out. And you guys had just moved. It was your apartment that you moved in from Chicago.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Was it haunted?
Well, we had Actually, I almost said Airbnb, but we moved here. This is how... I think people don't really take enough time to realize how fast everything is moving. Because when we moved here in 2012, we used Craigslist to get a sublet. Nobody uses Craigslist anymore.
I use Craigslist still.
For what do you stuff, use? Though, right?
Oh.
But I just... Well, no. Airbnb.
Oh, Airbnb. Like, people use
that. That is like the filter for...
Yeah.
Everybody has like a specified app for everything they do.
Also, you couldn't legally get married.
Yeah, we couldn't. It wasn't was the other federal law. It wasn't an A-OK thing to do.
And in addition...
But we stayed in a sublet in Echo Park. Do you know where the Park restaurant is?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was right up the street from that. Yes, Douglas. Thank you. I always forget what it's called. Like one of those Victorian little houses. Yeah. And it was in September. And I was like, this is such a cute place. And then like cut to 3 days later, the September Los Angeles heat and no air conditioning. And like you couldn't buy a fan. And I was like, why did I move here?
Yeah. Kill yourself.
Well, your place had, and I still mourn this and kind of wish I hadn't moved out. There was central air.
And it was decent.
I should have not moved out of there.
I know, but see, I think the same thing because we moved out of there.
Yeah, I know.
And we think about that all the time, but like the ceilings were really low.
It's true.
It's a one bedroom apartment.
There's no views of anything.
No, the only thing you could look at was someone else's apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both sides of neighbors were driving us up a wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there was that back weird neighbor.
We just had back weird Scientologist neighbors, and they were quiet. It's like creepy
quiet. Oh, we had them too.
The same people?
Yeah. No, I think we had different people.
Different Scientologists.
Because like these people were very young.
Huh.
And they would make a lot of noise, and they would stand in front of the door and smoke cigarettes.
They're the same people then, because ours would do that too. They guess they're just
were really young.
Two different experiences of the same asshole.
Maybe I forgot. Maybe my relationship was so bad that I was just like blocking out anything else, any other stimuli.
The one side apartment drove us crazy because there was like a guy who I think drove for a living, like a taxi driver or something.
Oh my God.
So like at 2-3 in the morning, he would be outside vacuuming his car.
Nope.
Underneath the apartment complex, which was just a big echo chamber.
Holy shit.
Is like putting your iPhone in a bowl, basically.
That's another reason.
At 2-3 in the morning.
That's not okay.
Those windows weren't real windows.
No, they were
windows for like a porch or whatever.
I'm scared of moving. I really want to move out of my apartment. But there's this thing about like the devil, you know, and like, I know my neighbors are loud in this way and I can kind of deal with
you
it.
You can avoid it. And it does create, you know, you have like a whole new set because now we're in a different apartment.
Yeah. How's that?
In our apartment, the place next to us, we moved in the middle of shooting. And then I started working on another show, Adam Ruins Everything. Which also had a Christmas special, and I wore the same shirt.
Yeah.
So I was in two Christmas specials on the same day wearing the same shirt.
I love that.
But that's what happens to like lesbians. They have to bring their own clothes to stuff because people are like, I don't understand what you're trying to do.
We have wardrobe, and you're like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't have wardrobe. You're like,
I'm not wearing it. All of this says Princess Seams. I'm not wearing this. Peter Pan collar? What's happening?
Yeah. No.
Did you look at me before I came in here? What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So we moved. And the first couple of days I had to like go do stuff super early and our dog was like not used. He was like, I don't know where I am.
Yeah.
And the first day I had to leave for 45 minutes. First day. And I came back to a note in the door from the neighbor that said like, hey, this is a friendly note. Just want to let you know that your dog is barking. This is my number.
Oh.
Whatever. And it said, your dog has been barking for hours.
Oh.
And I knew exactly how long I'd been gone because I was already conscious of like, I know he's going to be barking. You only need to leave for 45 minutes. Just like talking myself down, like it's going to be fine. And then I get that note and I was like, I don't know about this.
How the fuck do you train a dog? Because I've lived next to these people before and I'm always like people like that. And I'm always like, I want to tell them the dog is barking all day, not to be a dick, but because the dog seems distressed. Like, how do you train a dog?
Well, because here's the thing. Then they leave their dog out
and it
barks for hours.
No.
And they will be home. Because my wife went over there, knocked on the door, and the woman did not open the full door, just the little doorway for her face.
Who does that?
And goes like, yeah, I know.
Then fucking...
That's how she answered the door.
No, not
hello, not anything else. And so now it's become like a big problem, because then my wife talks to the guy that left the note, and he was like, No, she doesn't. My wife doesn't leave the dog out. So there's like a whole layer that of like their marriage that is, she's like lying to him and saying like, yeah, I take the dog for a walk every day.
Oh my God.
No, he doesn't bark. They're crazy.
You guys should go on a double date.
Yeah.
Hash
and
it out.
We'll take care of and lost it. Well, we have both lost it and just yelled over there because you can see them in the house. Yeah. And the dog is going, oh, like looking at them. And it's right in our living room, basically. And so we both like yelled. And then our landlord called us and said, your neighbors called me that your dog is barking all the time.
Oh,
and we're like,
no.
Okay, there's some weird... Like, this is not gonna, there's no fixing this because they are like, they're like the mayors of the, have you ever lived next to the mayor of the neighborhood?
Yeah.
It's the worst.
No, like, what do you mean?
I mean, a person like that who thinks,
like they
who's
run
been
the
there for a long time, everything they do, everybody is on board with.
Question, would you rather have shitty neighbors or a ghost?
Ghost.
Yeah.
You'd rather have a ghost?
Yes. Because, like, honestly, ghosts you can reason with.
What? They're reasonable.
They are reasonable because number one, they're just energy. Mm-hmm. So it's really just working with your own energy.
It's you.
It's on you. You're right. The human one.
I mean, ask me again at midnight when I'm alone at home watching a horror movie.
I mean, it of course depends on the ghost, but I think most ghosts are like, I'm stuck here. I don't want to be here.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one?
I don't know that I've ever seen one, but I've definitely felt them.
What happened?
And I was back home in Akron. My grandmother was unfortunately dying. I know it's like a weird thing to talk about, but she like took some medication. They put her on different medication and it basically did not work. And so then it was like this month-long process, which was horrible. But when I went back, it was, nobody was expecting it, even though she was 88 years old. It happens. Yeah, I mean, it just happened in that way, which is like, oh, she's just going in for this thing. And then she never came back out.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, very, very difficult. And I didn't have anywhere to stay. And the hospital would give housing to people from out of town. All you had to do was have an out-of-town driver's license. So I had to prove that I didn't live in Akron. That's like how rough Akron is doing, that people were like, I need a place to stay. I mean, it's horrifying.
Oh,
but so then they were like, yeah, it's in the old nurse's wing. So it was like the old hospital, the original hospital that they've been building on for 100 years, and it was where the nurses would like, where they'd have their rooms and stuff, like they would live there.
Shit,
when they were learning out of it. And I just was like, oh, this is haunted. Like, I'm typically not the kind of like, oh, this is haunted kind of a person, like thinking about ghosts or anything like that at all. It's not, I'm not like super into it, nothing, but I was just like, oh yeah, for sure.
I would
like,
think the same
no
thing.
Doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
What I slept with the light on.
Oh my God.
So I was just like, this is just, the whole thing felt really, because it felt like Saw or something.
Yeah.
Since it was a hospital, God. It just had like the old.
That sounds like how a movie like that starts.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. It was like, this is too on the nose. Like, we need some notes on this right now.
But it turns out the ghost is really your grief about your grandma.
Exactly.
You come to terms with it because you see the ghost of your fucking young grandma, and then she gets better and everything's fine.
You wake up with needle marks.
And she had just been like seeing people.
Yeah.
Because she was dying. And so I had just been having that experience. And maybe I knew or thought it was haunted because I was connected to that energy stuff, because I think that's for real. I mean, there's a limited amount of resources on this planet, like molecules. So there's only so many things that people, and there's only so much space for.
I think also your brain probably taps into regions you don't normally deal with when people are dying. When someone is, you know, going through something that you're close to, and you're coming to terms with it, and realize you don't realize a lot of times in your life how real death is, and then you get there, and this probably just opens up this part of your brain that's like trying to figure out what exactly death is, because it's such a fucking terrifying thing to think about, and we have no idea.
Right? Isn't it weird though that we just go to bed every night and we're like, I'm gonna not exist for 7 hours, and then I'm gonna pop back awake, but the idea of not existing for maybe ever is. It haunts us every moment of every day, but every night we're just like,
bye,
lights out, I don't know where I go, see ya.
I feel like it's like getting on a plane, like I know what this situation is, but I'm gonna make it through this flight.
I don't really understand it. How does this thing get in the air?
If I think too hard about the fact that I am in this plane and it is not on the ground anymore, this is not the ground. I'm gonna lose my shit.
I've
kind of the same feeling
times.
Like in a huge apartment complex, like in New York or Chicago. If I think about that too much, I like lose my mind.
Like a big building with a ton of people in it, and living their entire lives there below you and above you, and
surrounding you.
You're getting creeped out now.
You see? Yeah.
Surrounding you. Yeah. The plane thing is weird. And when I'm on the plane and I start thinking like that, I'm like, nothing is real. So it's fine. Like, yeah, I don't even really like,
we're plugged in
it's
somewhere.
Not science.
That's Georgia's default coping mechanism is nothing is real. This is a simulation. Yeah.
Everything is made up.
Totally.
I tend to go back to the molecules where I just think like, I'm these mm-hmm. molecules in this particular pattern right now, but maybe I'll be a goddamn frog in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Like,
the notion that some of my molecules were once a frog really excites me.
It's pretty fascinating.
Particularly a frog. I don't even like frogs.
Yeah. Why a frog?
I don't know. But they seem so...
Definitely like a famous frog though, right? Everybody's reincarnated as somebody famous.
Oh, that's best friend is a kitten, right? Yeah.
I say just
Cleopatra
a run-of-the-mill
frog.
Just a bog frog is fine with me. I think frogs just seem so blasé. Mm. They do. Yeah. Unconcerned.
They're not huge predators. They just eat bugs.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are.
Bullfrogs? I had a frog as a pet.
Did you?
Yeah. An albino amphibious frog.
Jeez.
I don't know how I got it from a pet store. I feel like it was a mistake.
Illegal, for sure.
Like, they accidentally got it, and they were like, what the hell are we going to do with this?
Was it a gift?
No, I was like, I want that. And I named it after Mark Price, who was a point guard for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
I named him MP.
That's cute.
I think probably, like, 9?
That's so baller.
That's cute.
1991 or 2 or something. Yeah, somewhere around there.
So you've been cool since birth.
Oh, I've been cool for a long time.
What was the best birthday present? Let's play It Was My Birthday.
Yeah.
I think probably the one that I was like the most excited about was I got a Fisher-Price all-in-one tournament. God, what was that thing called? It was like an all-in-one playset, but it had like ping pong, pool, and glide hockey.
What? Oh, like one of the tables?
It was a table.
Oh, and you turned it around and there
tournament
was a
tabletop
thing. I wanted one of those so bad.
Yeah, and then I put the foam on in the wrong place, so it was really hard to change the tops. because you're supposed to put it on the top ridge, and we put it on the bottom ridge, so it was just like... I mean, you had to get like a crowbar to get the billiards top.
I love that.
Out.
Like, I love screwing up a thing you're so excited
yes,
about.
Yeah. And like screwing up a kid's thing and then you can't fix it.
For the rest of your life. Like,
forever.
It's
just like that.
Fuck, that's so cool. I wanted one of those so bad, but we like didn't have room in the house.
Yeah.
Like, my dream is really if you had a ping pong table, like my cousins would have one in their garage.
So yeah.
I'd get so good at ping pong.
Yeah, you can really get really good at it. Also, pool. I like love pool.
Pool, I love. I've played more pool because I go into bars a lot, but I'm terrible at it.
You gotta go visit Chicago. They have ping pong at so many bars.
That's like bars with games make me fucking lose my goddamn mind.
Ball is top of the list.
Oh my God.
It's pretty good. There's a ski ball, like, because that's a commitment. That's an architectural commitment
to have
a ski ball situation.
My friend owns like a really awesome vintage reclaimed place in Akron called Birchwood Supply and Company. Hello, Jason. And he has some ski ball machines there, and I wish I could like afford to fly them out here.
I feel like there's a new one downtown in the arts district.
Like a ski ball place?
It's like an arts district, like sports bar, but they have a fucking multiple, like
old timey
10,
stuff.
12 ski ball area.
What?
Wow. It's fucking sweet. And it makes me think like, well, whoever owns this is my people.
Right.
You know?
I have a question for you. Do you use hand sanitizer when you go do that, or do you not give a fuck?
I lick my hands multiple times. I've stopped caring I've stopped being as insane about washing my hands.
I don't know this about you. Do you have like a germ?
No,
thing?
I mean, you're just generally more aware of.
I mean, that's definitely a place where I feel like
threats.
Concern about touching video games.
Yeah,
totally founded.
Yeah, it's more of a don't touch your face and mouth.
Yeah,
thing.
Hit the bathroom on the way out.
Yeah, but even the bathroom's gross.
Yeah, of course.
I did that last night, you guys.
What'd you do?
Horror story, and I was in the middle of it, and I had nothing. There was nothing I could do.
Oh my God, tell me.
So I went to the mall for 8 hours yesterday.
That's insane. That makes me sad. Like, makes me feel like I know I'd have a panic attack.
I want to know which mall it is, but I don't want to make you say it on the podcast.
It was the Americana. I'll come clean. It was the Glendale Galleria. I went to both of
these. When you have to hit them both, I feel like it's just too much work.
It's a lot, especially
back and forth.
Oh, fuck that.
I ran into the Americana yesterday. I wish I would have known. I would have like found you and been like, it's gonna be okay.
Get out of here.
I feel like I was there more than longer than anyone.
But you had to stop and get like food.
You were there for a shift. That's a shift.
Yeah. I took a break. I had to take a break and I had to ask someone at the sushi place, terrible sushi, to charge my phone, and then I tipped them.
9021 pho.
No.
Yes, there is that. That
it's
is a
real place.
Is that good? I bet it's good.
I've never been.
Bad name.
I can't get over
food.
The name.
There's a Shake Shack there now.
Pho.
There is. Pho. Yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, there is a Shake Shack.
Everyone calm down with pho names. Okay. So you're there.
So I'm at the mall, you guys. This is a riveting story. I was at the mall for a million years, touching things. Just, you know, there's just stuff to touch all over the mall.
So much stuff to touch.
And I realized I had to take a handful of vitamins. I was in line at Target, and I was like, oh, I have to take these vitamins. And I start putting the vitamins in my mouth, and I was like,
one by one, I have touched so much
disgusting shit at this mall trip. Yeah. And then I was like, I have all of these disgusting vitamins in my disgusting hand, and all I can do is take them. And I was like, these vitamins are going to give me the plague.
I bet your palm isn't as dirty as your fingers, though, right?
So you got to use your fingers to put them in your mouth.
What if you use your, you put it in your palm and like you use your tongue?
What if you balance it on the back of your hand and then throw it in the air?
I'm not going to graze on vitamins.
The air will clean it off.
I don't think you need to put your fingers on them.
That's like when you, when you feed a goat kibble at a zoo and it just, like, I can't horse muzzle it.
Or put it like in the back of your palm.
And then, do it like it's a tequila shooter. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Tequila sugar.
My point is I'm dying. Anyway.
It's funny that the vitamins you're taking are making you sick because they have germs on them.
That is funny.
I stop at using hand sanitizer.
Yes.
Like, I won't do that.
Yeah. I use it after I've washed my hands because that is its intended purpose.
Really?
You're supposed to wash your hands with non-bacterial soap.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you dry them and then you put the hand sanitizer on. That's the order it was invented to repel germs opposed to kill germs. And using it the way we use it is why we have all these like monster viruses, because we're killing them. So then the next goes into the evolutionary cycle of the germs, as opposed to them just being repelled by something.
I didn't know. That's fucking fascinating.
Yeah.
That makes so much more
sense.
Weirdly,
I've known that since I was like 15.
You're like, can everyone
please?
I had a
boss who told me that. He was like, kind of a dumb guy, but he was like, oh, I don't use that shit. It's really scary.
Allie, what's the thing you learned that you're like, that you were like, oh, that's how you use that thing?
Well, first off, you had a job at 15.
Yeah. It was a retail job at a skateboard shop, so don't think I'm like too hard of a worker.
That's cool.
No, that's pretty cool.
Mine was a bakery. My first job was at 15 at a bakery that I got fired from. What was yours, Allie?
I was a waitress at 15.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I was hustling for tips.
I see you just smoking hardened, like, what do you want?
Yeah. I was essentially Flo from Mel's Diner. Yeah. I would ash in people's omelets. Wouldn't give any fucks.
Kiss my grits.
Yeah.
You know what blew my mind, Allie, is you taught me this thing, and every time I do it now I'm like, fuck yes, like I'm so stoked that I learned it because it makes so much more sense. Is the toilet seat cover goes the opposite way.
Yeah, I know.
So you know when you take the toilet seat out and you put the flap going down in the back, the flap goes in the motherfucking front.
Mm-hmm.
And then my life changed, and every time I do it I'm like, smarter than everyone else.
Yep.
I'm smarter than you.
Instead of it pulling it away from you.
Yeah, it doesn't fall in. Mm-hmm. And then when it flushes, it fucking goes down.
It goes right.
I mean.
How do you guys feel about those toilet covers like it has a whole mechanism of the plastic thing coming around?
Don't. They're trying to trick you.
Yeah.
This is the Chicago airport. The Chicago, and you probably fly. Yeah, O'Hare has these toilet condoms on. And they're these plastic
caps. I don't like it because it's like.
It's weird.
I don't like any of this machinery that you can't figure out how to use it immediately. So I never know. Am I supposed to reset the thing, or did it already reset for me?
I know.
Did the last person set the thing, or do I need to?
You need to.
Do I need to prepare? I don't know.
I know.
Tell me, toilet.
There
Tell
be,
me.
Yeah, I'm. That angst is so real.
Also, the stupid flushing, the toilets that there's like different levels of water that they flush with.
Yeah,
and then sometimes it's forward, and sometimes it's two dots or one dot. We all know what we're in here to do.
I feel the same way about salt and pepper shakers.
Can one say poop?
Why do they have two? I don't know which one's one thing and which one's two.
I'm pretty sure it goes by the age old number one, number two.
I mean, I'm sure, but there's also a world in which like pee is droplets. So if it's multiple,
yeah, that's fair. And like, there's one solid thing, and that's
And then sometimes there's one dot, and then a half-filled dot. Now you're throwing too many different kinds of We need a common language here around toilets.
Like someone decided this and they're like, but I'm not going to tell you.
I'm going to tweet the UN and be like, we have an issue.
We need a key.
Can we find this answer out soon before everything's obliterated?
Yes.
Please.
Before the apocalypse. Before the first order of business.
Yeah. We find out what's going on with these toilets. We're going to need to use them. So you were at the mall. It was for the germ story, the vitamin thing.
That was it.
That was it. Okay.
It.
For some reason, I thought there was like a second.
No,
it's just germs, man.
That was it.
It is pretty gross. I mean, to think about that many hands and what those hands have been doing before they were touching other things.
Well, I had food poisoning.
However, it's like the flight. Like, you know what? It's going to be fine. Yeah. I'm on the ground.
Nothing you can do about it right now.
You had food poisoning?
I think I had food poisoning, and I'm sure it's because someone didn't wash your fucking hands. What?
Yeah.
I always think so. Some fucking dude who made a pizza, like, didn't fucking wash his hands beforehand, which is so crazy that we have to trust these people to wash their fucking hands beforehand.
I know. Wait, where? Can you tell me where the?
Do I? Yeah. Should I tell you? Am I ruining this?
Tell me
later.
They
don't care.
Because I got food poisoning from pizza. Also, I think.
Let's say it at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Big
tomato,
mama, papa.
Tomato.
Oh, that's a good place too.
It is good. So I think it might have been our craft services that day.
Oh, right. Because you never. I guess it could take up to 24 hours to like kick in.
I don't know if it was food poisoning or like a actual virus thing.
Yeah, me neither.
Either way,
fun.
The worst.
Fun.
Whole lot of dehydration.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so good. Oh, I have a coconut.
Apparently the people who make milk are super pissed that other plant-based milks call themselves milk. They are pissed.
Oh, for crying out. Wait, let's just ask the cows what they think. Oh, they don't give a shit?
Yeah.
They want us to stop milking them?
Yeah.
Great. Assholes.
What are they supposed to make up a new word?
Yeah, because they're like, milk comes from a mammary gland, and almond milk, almonds don't have
You know
tits.
What? We're the only weirdo animal that drinks another animal's milk.
Yeah.
I know.
Who cares?
You know what's less gross than drinking cow's milk? Drinking almond milk.
Way less gross.
So if you get to decide what they call it when you're not fucking disgusting.
Terrible for the environment.
Exactly.
Terrible
the only,
for the environment.
I mean, the only reason we drink it is so that we buy it. That's like literally, trust me, guys, I used to be vegan. I know all these talking points.
When are you vegetarians now?
Yeah,
when
just vegetarian.
What made you jump from vegan to vegetarian?
Well, I'm raised vegetarian.
Right.
Whole time.
Wow.
And I've never eaten meat. I've had like accidental meat, but I've met other raised vegetarians. Actually, an ex-girlfriend of mine was also raised vegetarian.
Huh.
And I say that because almost everyone I've met that is raised vegetarian has like a year or 6 months where they like ate meat,
right?
And it's usually around like middle school where right when you get to start making decisions for yourself and like
I'm
gonna try chicken and, like you're into it and
all my friends are eating burgers.
I used to think I wanted to do that, and then when I got to that age I was just like so already committed to it because it is like a moral thing for me. It's almost kind of religious in a way. I'm not a religious person, but it is like that. I think so I went from vegetarian to vegan because like a lot of food stuff was going on and I was like, you know, it's not that much to cut out at this point. Like I'm so close. I like had already cut out eggs because they just kind of grossed me out and don't really eat a ton of butter, so it was basically just cheese. And then was vegan for like 3 years and just got tired of it because I mean, maybe it would be different now. It's definitely different in Los Angeles. I was in like Oregon and Chicago, so it's not like I was living in hard to eat places, but I got tired of it. Felt like for me, when I went anywhere to eat, people's houses or a restaurant, I had to talk about it.
Yeah.
Baseline to the server.
Totally.
And I just was like tired of talking about my eating habits because I'd been doing it since as long as I can remember.
In
the world of problems, not a big deal. But after a while, it's just like, I just want to eat. I just want to go someplace and not have to tell somebody my dietary restrictions.
You want to order the eggplant parmesan and not have any fucking substitutions.
Yes. Yeah.
It's all
and
about
I want to not
parmesan.
Walk in someplace and be like, do you have anything that's vegan? I'm vegan. Like, it, you know.
I get that.
How do you feel about vegan, the term vegan versus like plant-based or botanical? Mm-hmm. I saw botanical on a menu recently, and that's like the new word for vegan because vegan sounds like... like
really?
An eye roll. Vegan. The word vegan is like an implied eye roll.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know that was a thing.
I guess it's
I know that the implied eye roll.
Rebrand.
I know that for sure. I don't know. I mean, It's just like a thing. I don't know. It does. It's with any. I don't know. The internet just makes everything suck so much faster. You know what I mean?
True.
Like
yes.
Something is. You're like, oh, this is cool, and then you're like, okay, I don't want to. All right, I got it.
Overload.
I'm done with that. I'm into something else now.
It's so depressing. I'm so depressed by the internet.
It is frustrating.
Let's talk about it. Let's unpack it. What's depressing you about the
Facebook,
internet?
Fucking Facebook, man. I need to stop
seeing. I got off of it.
I think I need to.
You posted a picture this morning of Anne Frank and her friend, both of whom died in a concentration camp. And I was like, I hovered over the like button. And I'm like, I'm not going to like. I appreciate this picture. Yeah. That's all it is. Facebook has become.
There needs to be a Schadenfreude. Or yeah. Schadenfreude, mm-hmm. However you pronounce it.
I mean, I could have
done. Went to art school. I should be able to say this.
it's just basically the Facebook is just now photos of Anne Frank to me. It's just like now, like yeah, now, look at this thing. Bummer. Look at this, like look how sad that you know. And it's
the
just
algorithm
like,
sucks.
Yeah, I want to know. I want to be informed, but I just don't want it to be like Twitter. A fucking.
I'm telling you, Twitter. Twitter. Is like, I don't know that it's made my life any better, but it has made my life better to not use Facebook.
Okay,
like that.
Okay,
socially.
Because you're great on Twitter. You've been ever since this whole election stuff. I so appreciate your like how outspoken and articulate and candid you are about political things. Like I feel like you're always the first one to be like, this fucking sucks. This is why. And I'm like, thank you, Rhea.
I am the first one to talk about how much something sucks. I will fully admit that.
Isn't it great though that like, to have that, like no one expects you not to. It's like the people who start talking shit, like those are the people who get, that don't always do it. They get so much flack from everyone. But if it's like, this person is always going to call people out, you're just allowed to.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that. I think
thanks. I don't always know that it's the right thing to be doing.
It is.
Thank you. I'm trying to chill out a little bit because I did get like very sucked in. I mean, I did a podcast the other day that hasn't even come out yet, but I'm prefacing it because she asked me what my self-care was and I was like, following new people on Twitter. And I'm like, I think you maybe need to take a break because like that's not self-care.
What podcast was it?
Allison Rosen is my new best friend.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's coming out in January. So I'm just realizing, I did say other things that aren't the internet, but I was just realizing like, yeah, you need to hang on a sec. That's not self-care.
Yeah, there's moments when like when we're Vince and I are going to bed and we're both like, love you, good night, and both scrolling for like 10 minutes and I'm like, this isn't like,
I'm if really someone trying to get out of that habit.
Yeah, and saw us like this and be like, modern love. Fucking assholes.
Charge your phone in the room.
I can't do that.
I know it's difficult, but I am also a sleepwalker. And it's been a thing in our relationship that I spend more time on my phone and blah, all this stuff. We're working it out. Everybody has these problems. I'm bringing it up not because like, oh, we have problems, but because other people are probably like, I'm that person. So I try to not have it be the absolute last thing I do right before, especially now, because like I've spent nights just staring at the ceiling, swirling through like diatribes that I want to write about this or that or the other thing. And I'm like, why? Because I've always, my mind has always been at work at night.
Me
like
too.
Most jokes and stuff like that I write at night, but now I'm not writing jokes. I'm writing like anger pieces or whatever.
I have insomnia and that part. That's what it is. It's just thinking. Yeah. And lately I can't sleep without listening to something now. And it's really amazing how all like these boring books and podcasts that are kind of like meant to be boring.
Do you ever listen to that sleep
with me? I'm obsessed. Like that's my fucking, I'm obsessed with it.
That's amazing that guy like figured out that's what he should do.
It's like I talk about it all the time. And so, like, I wake up in the middle of the night multiple times, and I listen to it. Meandering stories and pointless. Oh my god, I love
him. Let's get into it.
I've only listened to a couple minutes to hear what his voice sounds like. But I, like, last night I went to bed at 11:56, and my friend.
I love that you know exactly because that's the same. Do you also have insomnia?
Opposite. I got a text at 11:57 that I didn't. I know because I sent my friend a text and I was like, oh, okay, I'll talk to you later. And then sent me a text back and I was asleep before the reply came in. Like I'm completely binary.
You're
with
exhausted
sleep.
So much that you sleep too quickly.
Guys, I logged 6 miles at the mall.
I
That's
understand.
A 10K.
Holy you shit. you ascended 9 floors. I saw that.
Wow. Oh, you posted that.
I posted it because I at the end of the day I was like, did I walk a lot? And it was like 14,000 steps.
Holy shit.
I normally log like 2,000 steps a day. I was like, Jesus.
How many are you supposed to have? Because I just started doing that.
It's 10, but that's like also an arbitrary number. It's Japanese, yes?
I don't know.
The 10,000 steps.
That's 5 miles. I
it's atypical. I think if you go anywhere from 5 to 10, I think
10 is great though. I had a thing in the early aughts where I was, I had gained a little bit of weight and was depressed. And then I got a pedometer. Like, this is before.
Yeah, we didn't have cell phones.
Totally.
This is
like
during.
Yeah, this is like. Yeah, a clippy thing.
Yeah.
It's like during flip phone stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I was a waitress and I would try and like log how many steps. And, and I remember having customers make fun of me once about it.
Fuck
and
you.
I
wanted to. Of course they do.
I should have told them it was like a diabetes monitor.
Yeah, yeah. You should have. It's my bad. Insulin, you
yeah.
asshole.
Yeah. But instead I was like, it's a little pedometer. But sorry. I started doing 10,000 steps a day and I was like, my whole life changed. Like, and really? I would notice, I'm like, oh, I'm at 8,000. I'd go take a walk or.
Oh, yeah.
And I would write down on like an actual piece of paper in pre-digital, well, pre-Twitter.
I don't write shit on my computer anymore. It's fucking pieces of paper. Ever.
Pieces of paper.
Scraps right? of paper everywhere.
Yeah. It'll change your goddamn life because you'll be like, oh, I'm at 5,000 steps. If you could go take 2.5 mile walk.
There are days I don't walk. I probably walk 200 steps.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah. The time I had food poisoning recently, I checked my steps 24.
Oh, my God.
That sucks. It's like six
and
to
it
the
was
bathroom.
In that old
six.
Apartment. So there was the bathroom in the living room. Yeah. And even that, I was like, I can't make it. I need a bucket. I need a bucket.
Two bathrooms.
Two bathrooms.
Hardwood floor.
I know, you guys. Oh, it was a good apartment. Crying. When you and Cameron moved out, I was like, can I?
Do you remember when you guys moved out? You were moving out and unpacking, and you just texted me. And we don't text often, but mm-hmm. You know, we'll text each other funny shit. And so you just texted me a photo of a fucking like clearly. Old bottle of Skinny Girl fucking
oh,
margarita
God, yeah.
mix
and we it was found it in the back of the sink
and I was just and you're like is this yours and because Allie oh, and I yeah. had done a fucking promo thing for you're Skinny like, Girl
yeah
it's like I guess I left it back there.
I love that it was next to like the Pine Sol
yeah.
and Raid.
I don't
yeah,
remember
I mean,
even
it was way back there.
And you guys could you drank it right
oh yeah I cracked that bad boy open.
So
it
gross
had, like just like
Ugh.
It was, solidified I mean, into like a mixer at that point.
Not like it was probably good to begin with, yeah, let's right. be honest. But that's, I love that.
The company I used to work for used to do like marketing for that stuff. Ugh. Diageo Spirits, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Diageo, yeah.
Yeah, we did a like morning news segment where like.
I knew you guys would know what the distributor was.
Of course.
Or supplier.
That's how you make money yeah. in our fucking business.
Yeah.
Or our old business.
You sell low calorie alcoholic beverages to college kids.
That you don't believe in and that you would never drink.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, this is delicious.
Oh, my God. What is life?
If you could have a lifetime supply of something, let's say you could endorse something yeah. and get a lifetime supply.
Oh, my God.
What would you like? You
right
know?
Now, it doesn't have to be like, what's the thing right now that you're like obsessed yeah. with that you're like, I want a fucking lifetime supply of this?
Oh, the thing.
Mine would be those Neutrogena face wipes because I use
oh,
those.
Oh, that's
like,
a great idea.
Crazy. Even
that's
though they
good.
Might give me, I don't know if they give you cancer or not.
Everything gives you cancer.
There's one they make that comes in a green package.
Everything, oh, it's yeah. like natural.
Literally breathing in this apartment right now is giving us cancer.
Like, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have a natural one. And I was like, oh, I'll get the one that doesn't have all these. And it doesn't fucking work. So yeah. it's like a moist Kleenex. I was like, give me the, anyway. So I just thought I'd interject right. while you thought. I no, thought I'd yeah. kill some time so you could think of something.
I mean, something that I love having a lot of and love having on hand is a G10 pen.
What?
The point yeah. 5 point or smaller fine point pen.
My good, your good Muji
or
is my pen.
G2 or whatever. I don't know what they are. It's a very specific pen. People probably know what I'm talking about. But I buy them in boxes so that I yeah. have pens. And my wife is a pen grabber.
Oh. Everyone's a fucking pen grabber.
Everybody's a pen grabber. She's a comb grabber, too.
Fuck.
She
you
takes
guys, you
the comb out
you
of my...
You guys have to share bath. Them.
Yeah, we have to share everything. And I'm an only child. I don't like to share... I don't like to share toothbrushes.
Who does like to you? But you're
we
not
do.
Supposed to.
And I, this is fair game. It's in our television show. So,
oh yeah,
we've talked about it.
The pen thing, I understand as someone who's obsessed with a good pen mm-hmm. and like constantly having to buy new ones because people take them. And
yes.
like you're like, I see my this is my brand of pen, and I see it in your fucking house.
That's mine.
That's mine. But I'm not gonna be.
I'm
a
just
dick.
Gonna keep a mental note.
Yep. Then not let you borrow a pen.
You have to give me my pen back.
If you were a graphic designer,
yes.
For like, when you go into art stores, do you have to pee or do you get sweaty palms? That happens to me, but
I don't usually have to pee, but I do get overwhelmed by art stores and art supplies because I don't like to use them.
Oh,
like a thing of colored pencils. If they're pre-sharpened, mm-hmm. watch out.
Really?
I can't use those.
Why?
Because they're perfect.
Oh, you don't want to ruin them.
I have like a thing with that because, like,
yeah,
And I think I got it from my dad, because my dad, like, years ago was talking about how when he was a kid, he always wanted two action figures, one to play with, one to keep.
Oh, my God. I love that. Like,
I'm like a huge American Pickers fan. Like, I love, like, collecting stuff. So I think it's all that, like, weird. It's not OCD. It's a different one.
Yeah.
At least that's what my therapist says.
Really?
Of, like, keeping everything in order and, like, having supplies.
I wonder, is that... I don't know. I like that. Or they all have to be ruined.
Yeah.
Or, like, because if there's one that's still sharpened, it's you have different. To ruin that one.
Yeah. You can't just have your white colored, because who uses a white colored pencil ever?
No. I don't know. No one. I don't know.
Watercolors, pretty much. So I feel like that's
people
the only
who
thing.
Know how to draw. I don't. Yeah.
If you're drawing on craft paper, sure, maybe. But not
right. Even then, it's a stretch.
Even then,
calm down.
Get off your high horse.
If you guys use the white colored pencils, email us at alliandjordan.com. What the fuck are you doing
Tell
with
me about
them?
It.
Show us your photos. Your
Georgia,
pictures.
What would you get a lifetime supply of?
Oh, I always say tissues, so that's boring.
Can I tell you something?
What?
One of your Christmas gifts is a pack of portable tissues.
Oh, my God. That, thank you, honestly.
Well, it's also a Hanukkah gift.
You
so
can
I'm,
never have enough of those.
I know. I was also I was a little bit drunk at Target, and I was like, she needs these.
I love that. Thank you.
She needs it. I do.
I had a single glass of Chardonnay in one of my mall breaks last night. A single glass, and I was texting
Where
Georgia.
Where did you have a single glass of wine at the mall?
At Katsuya. Terrible sushi.
Great one.
Oh, yeah. The sushi place at the Americana.
Yeah.
Not it. Okay, got it.
Yep. My phone was at 1%. I asked a server. I was like, can you charge us? I will eat here if so. Anyway, I was texting Georgia incessantly, mildly hammered off of one
no,
glass
that's
of
the best. That's the only way to shop.
Also,
especially you
note,
because you get stressed out. I hate it.
The tables in the back of the Apple store there have chargers.
Oh.
Just open
they don't
because
have
they
wine,
do work
though.
Back there. Yes, they don't have wine, so that's the trade-off, but... Just to let you know.
Do they
and
have...
They can't kick you out.
California rolls made by actors from... Like the Midwest, because that's what I ate.
A California roll? Oh, that makes me sad.
I asked for snow crab, though.
Oh, that's good.
It was frozen.
Oh, God.
It's fine.
I want
snow
our life. I know what I want.
Ones that wear little hats, right?
Yes.
Because it's mittens and stuff.
I want a lifetime supply of cute underwear from.
That's a good. Yeah. It's a good call.
What's the store in the mall that's like the Japanese
Uniqlo.
Mm. They're fucking they're like cotton underwear that has like cute patterns, so comfortable. They don't go up your butt and they like fit well, like low, and I want a lifetime supply of those.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I would love a lifetime supply of MeUndies from MeUndies.com.
No, we don't talk about that on this podcast.
We'll talk about it when they pay us to talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. They're not fucking can you bleep that, Stephen, for fuck's sake? Until they pay us. We're not releasing this until they pay us.
We're holding all of our preferences hostage. Every single brand name is going to be bleeped. Every single one.
Bleep it.
Should we do Fuck That?
Yeah, let's do Fuck That.
Okay, we always end the show with Fuck That. It's one thing we love so much that we want to fuck, and one thing we hate, you know, well, not literally, but...
Yeah, we would lay it down in slow bone it from a metaphorical
thing. And then one thing we hate so much, we're like, fuck that. So let's start with the thing we hate so we can end on a high note.
Right.
Allie, what do you hate?
I hate the feeling you get... in your mouth when you eat a persimmon that's not ripe yet or a banana that's not ripe yet or sometimes spinach, and it leaves this like dry mouth feel, and you're like you don't know how to get rid of it. Have you ever eaten a persimmon that's not ripe?
No, I don't know that I've ever eaten a persimmon.
That was a bad example.
But I've eaten non-ripe things, and yeah, I would always love those 90 seconds back.
Banana that's just got a dry mouthfeel.
Yeah, it's nothing like a banana with a bad mouthfeel. Also, something I learned this week, peel them from the bottom, they work better.
That's what people keep saying, and I keep forgetting to do it.
They don't get the stringy things. That's how monkeys do it, so we should probably do what they do.
Or that weird little plug up the butt.
Yeah, you don't get the plug up the butt.
But
it comes right off.
I feel like that's like the metric system. Like it's something I know we should do, but I can't wrap my American
brain
around.
I get it.
Jimmy Carter.
Georgia, what do you hate?
I hate when you have bad dreams that seem real and you can't get them out of your fucking head.
Ooh, what happened?
I had two last night.
Okay.
And I don't usually have bad dreams, so I don't know what it was. One that Vince had a crush on this girl and said upset about her. I said, oh, she has a cute voice because I heard her voicemail. And then he said... There's a lot of things that are cute about her.
Wow.
Specifically said that line.
Wow.
That's terrible.
And I woke him up and told him that.
He's like, I'm sorry.
I'm like, tell me I'm weird. And then I had a dream about chasing a kid, and I woke up like scared and startled, and it was just like really fucked up.
Why were you? Were you the predator? Or were you trying to help the child?
I was being preyed upon by this child, and I had to then like, it was scary.
Fuck. What do you hate? Kids?
I mean, I hate the whole damn thing right now.
Okay. Oh, it's the worst. Everything's the worst.
Yeah, I guess that's what I hate about it is, I mean, I'm not religious. I like the holiday of Christmas. I have a past with it that I'm, you know, processing and all that stuff. But I hate that this holiday season feels like ruined. It's really hard to get. And I just, good Lord, there's just like so much bad shit happening.
It's not like
we didn't know. So I feel like our roosters are just, I don't know. Our chickens have come back to roost. That's what it is. Our roosters have come back to chicken.
Oh, they sure do.
But I don't know. I just, man, trying to find some good stuff. I mean, there's good people. I'm going to figure something out. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't have a conversation anyone without somebody being completely wrong.
Do you get annoyed when you see, like, lately I see people on Facebook posting, like, everyone pray for my job bonus, and you're like, the world is dying.
Yeah.
Don't fucking ask
also,
for
who
prayers.
Who did you vote for? Yeah. And then I'll pray for you, maybe. No.
Like, I can't with superficial
shit
right now.
Way of, like, I know. Yeah, it's the superficial stuff is very difficult.
Yeah. Which just sucks because I love being superficial.
Me too.
But let's say the thing that we love, and like, let's maybe make the world a little bit more positive by things that we love. Mm. Allie, let's send on Rhea's love.
God.
I know, right? There's really not. I was going to say sitting in the shower.
I'm trying to think of.
But that's
sitting in the shower crying.
I have a very simple one that I can say, and then we could maybe come back around.
Okay.
I loved the fruit in Hawaii because I just got to visit Hawaii for the first time and learned a lot about Hawaii and felt terrible and also grateful that I got to see it, you know?
Yeah.
For both reasons and like glad that I have the knowledge of the place and how it came to be and I'm like more aware of those things, but the food there, it's like, that's what a banana tastes like.
Yeah.
Like the first banana I had, I was like, holy shit.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's so good.
I didn't know that.
Like, I've never given a shit about papaya and I ate it like every morning.
I had a papaya in Hawaii and it was fucking legit.
Good.
It's so good.
I get papaya and mangoes confused. Like there are siblings that are like, fuck you, I'm the papaya. Yeah. And I'm like,
I am way older.
I'm the older one.
And mangoes are such assholes of fruit.
They are because there's a fucking huge pit.
You don't know what's pit and what's fruit.
Oh my God, fuck
which
you,
is
mangoes.
Probably the mango being like, hey, sucker, you can eat me.
The little
but it's
shits.
Very good in Hawaii. So much better. And fucking pineapple, which doesn't originate from there.
Where's
that
it from?
Came from like Spain or something. But still, they grow there very well and they taste so good.
Oh my God. I appreciate that you didn't call it Hawaii.
Oh yeah, I'm white. I'm not gonna. That's rude. And like
you're a whitey.
We went to a spa. I just mean I'm white. I'm not gonna be like Gretheth. You know, like that.
Oh, like my mom does that. New Orleans, like jokingly, but it's still so annoying.
Yeah, that's New Orleans,
Janet.
I know that's how you pronounce it, but I feel like I'm gonna be making fun of something.
That's not how we pronounce. You're supposed to pronounce it.
Yeah.
There was a guy at a spa that we went to that I think was at one point locally owned. I don't know. I'm sorry. But as we were leaving, he was like a white dude sitting there like setting up his stay. And he was like, why isn't anybody saying aloha to me? Oh. I thought everybody was supposed to say aloha. Oh. And then this one was like, oh, I'm sorry. Aloha. And like as we walked by another woman who like also that worked there that also witnessed it. And I was like, thank you. Have a good one. Goodbye.
Well, the cool thing about aloha, it does mean a lot of things. It can mean fuck you, too. Does it mean fuck you?
Aloha.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
Mahalo. I'm just like, God damn it, I'm not going to say those things.
No, you can't. You're a dick.
I didn't earn it.
Get tanner.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you love, Allie?
I love this weird herbal shit that I take before bed sometimes. And mm-hmm. I, again, do not have any problem with insomnia. I fall asleep immediately. Yeah. But I've been taking this stuff called Tranquinel.
Ooh, that sounds fucking pharmaceutical.
Good.
Doesn't it sound like it's something someone has to shoot into your veins?
Yes. Did you ever take Calm's Forte?
Oh, I have.
No.
I like took so much of it that it doesn't work on me.
Yay.
Did you smoke it?
Yeah, I freebased it.
You roll it in some toilet paper, light it on fire.
It works though.
It's a stuff. It has turkey tails and valerian root.
Turkey tails. What the hell's a turkey tail?
It's a fucking mushroom that looks like a turkey tail.
Wow.
But it smells.
Hen of the woods, turkey tail.
Is that what you gave me?
It smells like if you put your nose directly into a dog butt.
Ew.
Like it smells fucking
I've only done
bad.
That once or twice.
On accident.
You know, sometimes you see a dog's butt that you're like, that dog needs some Cottonelle wipes.
Ooh,
it
no,
smells like
it.
That.
Ew, why is this grossing you out more than talking about
that
poop?
That is such a specific
it
description.
Is.
Every time I take it, I also, think, this is disgusting.
Steven, can you bleep Cottonelle, please?
They're pretty bad.
Thank you.
But you take it and you have these, you go on a dream journey.
Ooh,
like,
I don't like that.
You feel like you need a shaman in bed with you. You have these insane dreams that are like so restful because you're just in the deepest, like REM or REM. Do I say REM or REM?
One's
a
REM.
Band. REM. Thank you.
I think, right?
I don't know. You go, you have dreams about Michael Stipe and it's amazing. Yeah. It's, but it works. It smells horrible. It's good as shit, though.
Yeah, awesome. All the best stuff smells terrible.
I'm sorry I talked about dog anuses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you should be.
It just conjured such a like picture.
Yeah, it was
in my
very.
Mind.
The problem is
I'm
that you're too
at a
good
dog butt right now.
At descriptions, Allie. It's not that you talked about dog butts. It's that you're really good at describing
you know what
me.
I mean,
it's the police
though?
Get you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Intimately.
A second.
Intimately.
Hold on. I'm going to make you guys smell it.
No! The dog butt or the valerian
just a dog
root?
Butt comes into
no,
my face.
Here's
the wait, here, you had now, a this is what I'm trying to
dog?
Explain.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to. Let me smell it. I don't want to. I don't want to. Oh, my God!
Whoa. It's wild because that's not what I expected. It smells like rancid Miracle Whip.
I smelled it again because I'm a fucking weirdo.
Steven,
smell it.
Okay, I'm afraid.
Tranquinil.
That really does.
It's very strong.
This is how I end my day.
No.
You guys.
Wow. Do you burp that smell?
Oh, God, it smells so bad.
Do you belch that
Do you
smell?
Toot that
I don't
smell?
Know because I'm passed out.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't
deep,
come out of any of areas. Cause
you're
I
in
just,
a deep B-52 sleep. I understand.
I'm in a coma. Like I'm.
I get that. That's hilarious. Okay, the thing I love is that we're going to that my new fucking Christmas tradition. We're doing it the second year is going to Vegas, downtown Vegas, and I'm so excited.
Nice.
I'm leaving tonight, and I'm going to fucking... Oh, I'm
nice.
So happy. And I have $150 in chips that I forgot to turn in from last year that we were there.
What's your game?
So I'm already up.
What do you play?
I like blackjack, but I also mostly just play slots.
Slots.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite slot?
I love Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I mean, Boodly-doo. Come on.
Boodly-doo.
That's the best.
Boodly-doo.
And then it goes around and you win shit. Oh my God, it's my favorite.
It's pretty great.
Oh my God,
you're
so
eat?
Much more excited.
What are you going
to
eat
okay,
there?
Okay, there's a few. I mean, I already know. There's this pizza place that I really want to try that's like supposed to be actually like a kind of gourmet pizza thing. Mm. And then, of course, the buffet at the
of
fucking.
Course.
Oh, and there's a. No, we don't go to the strip. And then. There's now a Dupars diner in one of the hotels, which is like this classic LA diner that has the best pancakes.
Yeah.
There's a late night thing that has oxtail stew that I'm really excited about.
Is that an actual oxtail?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple other places, but I'm really excited.
Damn.
It's
going to be so good.
Vegas Christmas.
Hi. Do you want to say one more thing that you
love? Anything
I think
else
that was
love?
It. I think that, I don't know.
That's fine.
Was that good?
That's
papaya,
a good one.
Mango?
No, that is good.
Fruit.
We had
a double fruit. Fuck that this week. With double you hating the taste of feel of bananas when they're not good.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
We really got into banana talk.
Yeah,
I mean, I really like the company that made this hat that I'm wearing because I really like this hat. Give them a plug.
This is when you can plug them.
Ebbets Field Flannels. They also, I made a hat for my album release, which is on Kill Rock Stars.
Yeah.
Butcher. I got to design a hat for, I mean,
that's
just
so
what
cool.
I wanted to do. And they, like, you could make custom hats. So I got to pick every aspect of the hat.
Dude.
But then I realized I'm wearing a hat with my initials on it. That's a little weird.
Nah.
No, it's not your whole name.
Yeah.
And but, it seems like you got it at like a family retreat or something.
Yeah, like a family reunion or something. But I got this new one and it's a Tokyo Giants from like the 50s or 40s
That's
or something.
Fucking awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll let that.
It's all made in the US.
We'll let that one slide in.
Thank you.
Do you sleep with it on?
I don't.
Do you sleep
walk
with it on?
Yeah, I walk to get my hat.
Well, tell everyone besides your album where they can find you and what you want to plug and shit.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter, I guess, at Rhea Butcher, R-H-E-A-B-U-T-C-H-E-R, which is also my Instagram handle. And I love Instagram a lot. I like taking photographs. You can find me there every Tuesday night at the UCB in Los Angeles on Franklin. We'll be back with our anniversary show in January sometime. I think the 10th, somewhere around there. You can figure it out. And that's also a podcast, so check that podcast out along with my album on Kill Rock Stars and Take My Wife on CISO.
Put Your Hands Together is...
Yeah, the, Put Your Hands Together.
Yeah.
Thank you. Is the show. Good.
And yeah, it's on. It's a podcast.
Yeah.
So you can, if you don't live in LA, you can listen to it.
Yes. Right. And I was on Adam Ruins Everything this season.
Yay.
I think yesterday was like kind of the season finale a little bit.
Nice.
It's like Christmas special.
Well, we're excited about your new season.
Thank you.
All about all of it.
Yay.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yay. Thanks for listening, everyone. We're Allie in Georgia, and we have a bunch of old episodes you can listen to. Slumber Party. There's like fucking, you know, I don't know, man.
So many episodes.
Like, dude, we love you, and you guys are the best.
Yeah. Sorry we did that full screen thing for a while. Don't worry. It's over. We took down all the episodes from it.
We owe you guys so much. Tell your sister about this podcast or someone who feels like a sister or brother.
Don't tell my mom.
Don't tell Allie's mom.
Cool.
Thanks for listening. You and go to Feral Audio. And I don't know. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we like you.
We like you. Bye.